Although most visitors to Arlington National Cemetery simply see the Tomb of the Unknowns and perhaps the JFK gravesite, there are many interesting areas of those grounds, including what is perhaps the most historic spot, Section 27. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
It's called Section 27 on the northern edge of Arlington National Cemetery near the Iwo Jima Memorial.
That's where the first burial took place on May 13th of 1864 when a Private William Chrisman from the 67th Pennsylvania Infantry was interred here. He had never seen combat. He'd only been in the Army 90 days. Died of peritonitis at one of the Army hospitals here in Washington.
Tom Sherlock is the retired historian at Arlington National Cemetery.
At that time, there were a number of Army hospitals in the city, and if you were sick enough, when it's serious enough to go to a hospital, you probably weren't going to come out. Because if you didn't have a mortal illness or a mortal wound when you went in, you easily could catch infections inside that would kill you.
The problem was not lost on residents of the city, including the president.
Some of the newspapers in Washington were writing that the dead were being stacked like cordwood outside of these hospitals. So President Lincoln went to his quartermaster general of the Army, Montgomery Meigs, and asked him to survey sites in and around the city of Washington for use as a cemetery.
By the end of 1864, there were nearly 6,000 Union and Confederate graves here.
And what's very ironic is that at that time, you'd have not wanted a friend or a relative buried here. We were basically a potter's field, that we were burying two types of soldiers, basically unknowns, which one out of every three combat deaths were during our Civil War, and also soldiers whose families didn't have the money to return them to their home states.
There's another interesting piece of history tucked into Section 27, though. The story of another group of people buried here is next time as we travel the countryside. At Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCrae.